thrill the highly intelligent members of our seven listeners and will thrill the rest of them that don't have memories. Ladies and gentlemen, the two words are Mike Schneider. Hi.
Hi.
Wait. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How you doing?
Not bad. You?
Good.
Welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
What is this, about the third time? Fourth time?
Sixth.
Sixth record-setting time? For Hollywood Hot Dish?
Sure.
Or just for being here?
For being here.
Okay.
Now, for those people that didn't hear those first five or six episodes, who are you and what do you do and why are you here?
Well, I'm Mike Schneider. I play the accordion. I have a polka band. And I guess I'm here today to read Hollywood Hot Dish.
Well, there's bigger news than that, though.
Well, yeah.
Come on.
Your picture's on my CD.
Well, but you've got a new CD. That's the big thing.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
why
true.
He's not a newsman. He doesn't lead with
or a marketing guy. No.
No,
the big thing is you've got a new CD. What's it called?
Actually, I studied marketing in college.
You're too modest and too honest, then.
I guess so. Well, anyway, the new CD is called A Stretch of the Imagination. And it features six original songs.
Whoa.
All polkas. Polkas and waltzes.
You like that? Polkas? Come on.
Yeah.
You always thought all polkas already existed. They don't, apparently.
You know, I did think that.
Did you really?
I thought there was no such thing as a new polka. I thought
really?
That all the polkas ever made were out already.
All five of them? Or
yeah.
Six, yeah.
Well, there's more than that. But they do. I just thought they were all done. Who makes the new polkas? Obviously you do.
Yeah, I make some of them. There's a number of guys that, a lot of guys really are writing new songs all the time, and it just doesn't receive a lot of press, but there's people out there doing it.
Any new polkas with controversial political lyrics?
I don't think so.
Are they all about love or having a good time?
Well, I think polka comes down to love and beer. Those two things, not necessarily together.
Yeah, I Love Beer would cover it.
That would.
That'd be the ultimate polka.
Yeah.
It would collapse under its own weight.
Wouldn't that be something like Roll Out the Barrel?
Ah, there you go.
That's Love and Beer.
See?
Yeah. I'll have to think about that for the next one.
Yeah. Well, give us an idea. Name the six new polkas that you've written.
Midnight Reflections. That's a waltz. It's an instrumental. Banjo Man Polka.
Banjo Man Polka.
Yeah. Mike Weidowitz does a banjo solo on here. He plays with the Milwaukee Banjo Barons.
Okay.
You ever hear of them?
No, but a banjo's a great instrument.
Oh, it's tough to play, too, and this guy does a great job.
That reminds me of Deliverance a little bit. I mean, I think there was some banjo in there.
The banjo never quite recovered from that, did it?
You know something, now that you mention it, If Hendrix had been sitting on that porch, that probably would have helped the image of the banjo a little more. But that kid could play.
Yes, he could.
Yeah.
Picking and grinning.
He's a kind of
one eye here and one eye there.
He's a kind of banjo player that you never should see, you should just hear. That's right. What was that again? I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. Banjo Man Polka.
I was just saying, what's harder to play, accordion or banjo?
Well, I've never played banjo, so I wouldn't know.
So it'd be harder for him to play the banjo.
That's right.
Yeah. Easier accordion.
But accordion's not easy.
No.
I mean, you have to pump and you have to do the keyboard.
That's right. There's a lot of things going on. You have not only the keyboard, but the left hand.
Right.
Which is bass and chords is what that is all about.
And you have to squeeze.
That's right. I always said the left arm, not your hands, but the left arm is the most important thing for expression. If you don't have your left, whatever this muscle is on your, what's that called?
Which one? The one in the back?
Yeah.
The big one on top above the elbow, that one. Tricep?
Tricep.
Yeah.
Okay.
The one on the, yeah.
Wagman and Miller Anatomy.
Yeah.
It's almost as good as our math. But yeah, I mean, that's where you get the flourish from on each note, right? It's kind of like, what do they call it in violin? I forget, we're trying to teach our kids to do it, but you got to have that little bit of, you know, flutter or whatever.
Vibrato?
Vibrato. That's it. Perfect. You got to have vibrato in an accordion.
Well, it's not quite vibrato.
But it's the same flourish.
Yeah,
yeah.
Expression.
Right.
How old
you tell
are you?
I've heard most of my polkas drunk.
Well, you know, at your wedding there was a polka band.
Yes, there was.
The Jolly Dutchman.
Jolly Chaps.
The Jolly Guys.
They could have been Dutch.
Yeah, they could have been.
They definitely were men.
Yeah, it was fun, too. There's nothing like a polka band at a wedding.
Hey, that's right.
Now, when you perform, do you perform... Besides making CDs, do you go out and do concerts and weddings, or just concerts, or what?
Oh, you bet. In fact, tonight we're in Eustis Ford.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're going kind of up north. Not really, but...
Sort of.
Just north of Highway 60. And it's at the Music in the Park program, and I think it's at the corner of Ridge and Juno Streets in Eustis Ford. We're there from 7 to 9. Right. And then this Sunday, we have a busy day. We're in Racine Sunday morning from 12:30 to 3:30. Actually, that's afternoon.
Yeah.
St. Lucie's, and that's at 3101 Drexel Avenue. I left the schedule in the other room. We're there from 12:30 to 3:30. And then from 6 until 10, we're at St. Helens. And that's at 10th and Ohio in Milwaukee.
Church festival?
Yeah, two church festivals on Sunday.
Well, Gene, you know, it's a well-known fact that kids pick up a guitar, bass guitar, lead guitar, rhythm guitar, drums. If you're in a band, you get a little attention from the females.
Are we talking polka groupies again?
We talked about this last time.
We always
It was a very brief conversation.
But there are polka groupies, aren't there?
Well, how old are we looking?
You're saying you don't skewer young?
Not many. No.
We got to get more young people into the polka.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
I agree.
Young, good-looking women.
Yeah.
Who love polka guys.
There you go.
Okay, we can work on that. I mean, you work on that.
This has got to be ripe season for you. I mean, church festivals, weddings, everything's happening now in these next couple, 3 weeks or months.
Yeah, that's right. Really, August seems to be a little bit slow, but then July is real busy. I think I have a bunch of dates in July, and then September and October, we start getting Oktoberfests, and that's a lot of fun.
Church festivals seem to follow a pattern. One night is country, one night is rock, one night is polka, or one afternoon is polka. Is that pretty much the drill?
Yeah, although we have done a few Friday nights. St. Helens, in fact, is an all-polka event.
Whoa.
It's very, very rare, at least now.
Let's hear for St. Helens.
You bet.
Awesome. Straight.
Is Milwaukee, or is Wisconsin is a hotbed for polka, right?
Yeah, I would say among the 50 states, it is. It's the hottest.
It is the hottest. Are there any other sort of hot polka areas?
There's a couple of them, really. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I sell a lot of CDs out there. There's Pam and Jerry Zagar do a show out there on KHB. I think it's might even be 620.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a good number.
Yeah.
And then Cleveland. That's the polka capital of the world. That's what they call it. And I think I'd still have to sort of concur with that, but...
Really,
this is a big area.
So Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and Milwaukee. Any other places?
How about Minnesota?
Yeah, somewhat. It's a different style up there. And there's different styles when you head up north. You get into your Dutchman styles. Polish is a little bit more prominent. I play what's called a Slovenian or the Cleveland style. That's where Cleveland got its polka name. Gets confusing.
No, I'm amazed. I thought a polka was a polka was a polka. There's different. No, I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, that I knew. Yeah, there's different. It's like dialects, I guess. You know, you can speak Italian, but there are so many different dialects. Even though you think you can get through the country, sometimes you can't because of the dialects. And polka is that way too, because different nationalities put different spins on it, and certainly their own lyrics.
Oh, sure. And it's kind of like the difference too between Elvis and the Beatles. You know, those two guys both played rock and roll, but it was just a totally different kind of rock and roll.
Are there different accordions? Or do all these different types of polka bands play the same type of accordion?
Well, all of them should. They should all play Baldoni. That's what I always say. Baldoni. They're sold in Menominee Falls. Made in Italy, and then they sell them here in Menominee Falls.
I think that's what Gino owned. Didn't he own a Baldoni?
I think he might have.
Really?
Why would Italy be the place that they would make accordions? Is that big in Italy?
It's very big. I think...
Not polkas, accordions.
Oh, sure. I think they're all made in the same area, from what the Baldonis have told me. And to answer your question, too, fairly, there's a number of accordion manufacturers out there that are still making accordions, but most of them are made right in that same city in Italy.
Would you be willing to strap that baby on and play a little for us, Mike Schneider? In fact, you know, Gene, I should sandbag him.
Sandbag me?
Yeah.
With what?
Well,
a sandbag.
That would be funny. No, he's got Hollywood Hot Dish there, right?
Right.
He's got to read it, right?
Right.
Why not read it and play at the same time? Sort of like rap polka or something? We'll let him think about that. And
it's a lot going on at once.
I think he's more than capable of it. 817 WKTI. You've got a new CD out. You gave us a poster, which... Man, look at that. That's a poster for his new CD, A Stretch of the Imagination. And he autographed it. And his new CD, our picture's in here. I mean, What a foolish marketing move that was.
Hey, if I could plug too, by the way, those CDs are available at Barnes & Noble stores in Mayfair and in Greenfield. Wow. And at Baldoni Accordions, if you want to head up there to Menominee Falls, just south of Main Street on Appleton Avenue.
What bookstores?
Barnes & Noble.
I hang at that one in Greenfield.
Do you?
Yeah, that's a favorite with our family.
That's a nice place.
76, just south of Layton. It's on the west side of 76th Street.
It's huge.
Yes. Pay no attention to the road construction.
That's right. It's only going to happen for two more years.
They're just doing medians right now.
That's right. I was up there. Mm-hmm. I know what you go through. All right, so you walk into Barnes & Noble. Where would you go in the store to find this polka CD by Mike Schneider called A Stretch of the Imagination?
As far back as you can.
Yep.
Yeah. They almost have me in the storage room.
Well, that's where the CDs are.
Oh, yeah. But right. It's in the local artist section. Don't look for polka. I don't think. I looked in Mayfair, at least. It's in the local artist section. So look there.
And local artist section.
They have a number of other good polka bands there, too. I think Jeff Warnard has his stuff there. And Steve Meisner, he's the guy that was... he had a polka band on Chump Change.
That's right.
Yes. You saw that, didn't you?
I have seen parts of it. I haven't seen the whole thing yet.
You got to see the whole thing.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
They do the polka proud.
Yes, they do the chicken dance.
Yes.
At Ray Bustler's or somewhere like that.
Yeah.
All right, so here's Mike with a new CD out, and he always brings his accordion. This is your sixth appearance here, right?
Yeah.
So while you were gone, Miller, I said, hey, why don't you maybe play the accordion while you do Hollywood Hot Dish? See, I'm thinking I have a great idea here. He said, well, we did. What did you say to me?
Well, we did it the last three times.
Let me ask you this, since I don't remember that. How was it?
Well, the last two went okay, I think.
Okay.
It's not to say this one is, but
so
we'll
in a break
see.
With tradition, you're saying maybe you should just read it?
Well, I have it on now. I could play.
I think you should play and do Hollywood Hot Dish at the same time, which is going to be a little bit confusing because I'll tell you what, we have to commence this with the Hollywood Hot Dish theme, but it'll be slightly different. We'll just do it as a matter of technique here. Play a little bit so that people are half listening realize that this is a part of the show at 8:25 where we do Hollywood Hot Dish. You can kind of pick up the accordion. You've already got strapped on, and I've got a double mic, Gene. I was doing an engineer thing.
Wow.
Yeah, I got one mic on the accordion and one mic on Mike.
Yeah.
It's like Woodstock at the Blue Canary.
The Blue Canary?
Yeah, remember the old Blue Canary?
Wow, I played there a couple of times.
I played there a couple of times.
Did you really?
Is the Blue Canary still among us?
Well, it's among us. But it's not open.
Oh.
Well, it actually may not even be among us anymore. I heard they tore it down.
Where was it?
Sixth and College?
College.
13th.
I think Mike Schneider was very impressed that you knew about the Blue Canary, Miller.
Well, it was one of the big, big polka joints around. And I know Friday night they used to have a big buffet, and there'd always be a polka band playing. And, yeah, that was a big deal. You paid, what was it, $10-$15, all you could eat, and polka.
Wow. Yeah, that was a nice, and they had two wooden dance floors for people that like to dance.
Huge ballroom.
Very nice.
Now, I could offer to sing with you, if you'd like. But
oh, sure.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
You want to sing?
No, you don't say yes. You don't have to be polite.
All right, okay, we'll let that go, but you can do Hollywood Hot Dish, and you will be accompanying yourself on that Baldoni. I almost got it. Yeah. Baldoni accordion. Mike Schneider, do it any way you want on WKTI.
Okay. I don't know how much plate I'm going
to
do. These are kind of... tough stories.
Okay.
Go for it.
I'll start off here, see where it takes me. Charlie's Angel star Cameron Diaz has a sinful side. That's a sinful chord.
It was, yeah.
Okay. And you can now catch a glimpse of it on the internet. According to the New York Post, a steamy S&M video featuring a topless 19-year-old Cameron walking a leather-masked man like a dog. She was walking a man like a dog.
You should do Walking the Dog by Rufus Thomas right now.
This is sacrilege having you read this kind of stuff.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Well, who edited this?
I did.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
You did?
Sorry. Yeah.
I thought you'd blame Gino.
No, he's not here.
Well, that's why you'd blame Gino.
Blame him. See, I'm not sinister. I gotta get a little more devious.
See, when I asked him who edited this, he's the only person that could have, so I know the answer before I ask him.
So he would have ratted me out.
Yeah.
You'd make a good lawyer.
Thank you.
That hit the internet yesterday. The risque footage was shot in 1992 by photographer John Rutter. An online press release stated that Rutter sold the footage to a Caribbean-based company called ScandalInc.com. I'm going to find a That's a seventh chord.
That was good.
That wasn't scandalous.
No.
Is that Caribbean?
Caribbean.
Yeah.
Yeah, Guy Calypso in there?
Oh, yeah.
Yama. I think that's the theme from Little Mermaid.
And we all know the mermaid lived in the Caribbean.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
See, that's logic.
The Caribbean Sea.
Yeah. Let's see. Now we're moving to Europe. Oh, wait. Last year, I read that.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I started to read it. Last year, Rudder offered to sell Diaz the photos for $3.3 million. Otherwise, he said he would give it to a European ad agency for $5 million. Diaz accused the photographer of blackmail and was arrested and charged with extortion.
It did sound like blackmail and extortion, yeah.
And serious case.
Yeah.
Rudder is now free on $250,000 bail. And if he sold those photos, then he would have the money to pay the bail.
He would have been money.
That's
ahead.
Not fair.
No.
He shouldn't do something that's untoward.
Yeah.
They don't happen to give the website, do they?
No.
Just for research.
You know,
we have to be informed.
Yeah, maybe off the air. Could you write down that website for us?
Actually, it's not here, because he edited it out.
Oh, okay.
I gotta tell you, that leather mask was killing me. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, boy.
Here we go, right down the tubes. Let's regroup. It's 8:29, almost 8:30. Mike Schneider will continue right now with Tim resetting with Hollywood Hot Dish.
Okay.
All right.
Diaz's spokesman said there are already criminal proceedings pending against Rudder, and that a cease and desist letter has been sent to the website. And that ends story number one. Story number two, an initial autopsy on Eric Douglas, the youngest son of Oscar-winning actor Kirk Douglas, turned up no answers. The New York City medical examiner said Wednesday. However, further tests will be conducted to determine the cause of death, with the results expected in about 10 days. The 46-year-old sometime comic actor was found dead in his Manhattan apartment on Tuesday, adding more tragedy to a life marked by substance abuse and several arrests.
I didn't know he even had this son. I mean, everybody knows Michael Douglas, but I never really been familiar with the body of this guy's work.
Not at all. Sad.
Yeah. We might be moving on to a lighter note, though.
Oh, good.
Big Finish, we call that in the biz.
Big Finish?
Yeah.
It's a big finish as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, okay. Carmen Electra may have played a lifeguard on the TV show Baywatch, but in reality, the actress is terrified of the water and can't even swim. Now, that's a surprise. That's not written here. That's surprising.
Yes, it is.
For what it's worth.
Mm-hmm.
According to Great Britain's The Sun, Electra says, quote, "I can't swim, and I've got a phobia about water. I get terrified anywhere near it and have a panic attack. Apparently, she's not a fan of drinking it either. The Starsky and Hutch star has another beverage of choice. Electra confessed, quote, "I am addicted to Coca-Cola. I drink between 8 and 9 cans a day."
Wow, I wonder what she does about a shower or a bath. One can only wonder. That's it?
That's it.
Is that a computer I see in there?
Well, it's not on now. But
there's
a
computer in your accordion?
What's called MIDI. And this, basically, it allows me to play different instruments through different modules through this accordion. So I'll play...
Just like on a computer.
Basically. I don't want to degrade it to a computer state, though.
Right.
Because computers can do almost anything. You still have to play this. You play all the notes. You know, you play the basses and chords, and you play the right hand. But instead of getting the plain reeds, you get pianos or organs, saxophones, whatever you'd like.
All out of that?
All out of that.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Yes, that's a good word. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the CD.
Oh, you bet.
Available again where?
Barnes & Noble in Mayfair Mall and in Greenfield, 76th Street, south of Layton. And if you want to venture out to Baldoni's in Menominee Falls, they have a full stack of them there, too.
And tonight you're playing where?
Hustis Ford. That's just north of Highway 60, and that's at the corner of Ridge and Juno Streets.
So people may stop out, including maybe some of those new polka groupies that we're looking for.
Well, you only have 7 listeners, though, right?
Yeah, but maybe one or two of them know somebody.
You go.
Yeah.
Networking.
That's exactly what it is.
That's what they taught me in marketing.
Mike Schneider, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. This was your sixth time, right?
Sixth?
Okay, seven will be coming up.
Hey, it's a lucky number.
You bet it is.